views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area. You might be listening here or perhaps on the East Coast in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230 radio. You might be listening on one of the 35 stations in Australia or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But I tell you, wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be so glad you joined us. Because we have Colette Baron-Reed on. Oh, I'm so excited. But before we get into that and get into her really cool, brand new stuff, I'm going to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hey, Christine, you seem pretty excited. I might want to just kind of scale back a little bit here among myself. Nothing about me to report, so I think we should jump right into it.
Well, you know, Benny, I have guest after guest after guest, and I love my guests. You know, Peggy Snow works hard behind the scenes to choose the best people, and every once in a while say, well, you have to have this person, that person, but she does so much of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And, you know, and I read lots of books, and I watch lots of videos, but there's something magical about what Colette Baron-Reed's doing right now.
I feel the same.
I know. So I'm excited to be here and have her here and at this particular time. And, you know, okay, so she probably doesn't need introduction, but I'm going to introduce her anyway. She is an internationally acclaimed psychic medium, and she's celebrated by clients across the globe who finally refer to her as the Oracle. She's a best-selling author. I think her books have been published in like 27 languages. She's a star of the hit TV series Messages from Spirit on Vision TV. And both in 2013 and 2014, she was voted as one of the most, as one of the 100 most spiritually influential people. And, you know, she's also a woman who loves balance because, you know, when she's not working and she does a lot of work, I've seen her present, I've seen her on online as well. She hangs out with her husband and three fluffy Pomeranians on their farm or riding their Harleys. She's a woman, you know, who just loves balance, but she's a woman with a lot of gifts too. I would like to welcome to our show Colette Baron-Reed. Hi, Colette.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I've been on your show before, haven't I? Why am I saying nice to meet you?
No, you have not been on the show before. It's funny because you know, we had you scheduled several months ago and you had some sort of book deadline or oracle card deadline or something.
But we had to reschedule. To your show.
Okay.
That's probably why I think I know you.
Okay. And, you know, I saw you at Celebrate Your Life and I've been watching you online and I'm really excited about what you're doing today. But before we get into that, I would love for our listeners to hear a little bit about your history because, you know, probably when you were about your 20s, you didn't expect to be doing what you're doing now. What happened to you and how did you transform your life to be, you know, sharing with the world things relating to oracle cards?
Oh, gosh, what a story. Well, you know, I'm going to just give it to you in a little nutshell.
So, okay, great.
You know, I always had a gift of the ability to tune in and, you know, the intuitive psychic mediumship ever since I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up in an academic home, academic family. They wanted me to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And like kind of shoo, all this other stuff that
right.
made me crazy. But I had a really, you know, violent episode that happened to me when I was 19.
Mm.
And after that, I had an out-of-body experience, almost like a near-death experience at that moment.
Uh-huh.
And had that, at that point, got real access to a sense of the world and what you don't normally see with your, you know, experiences of five senses, et cetera. And it just really kicked in. And that, of course, was crazy making. So I, because of the violence, I became a drug addict and an alcoholic, and at the age of 27, got clean and sober. So that's 31 years ago. So, of course, I know how to count. That's how old I am. And
you're 42 now, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 42 U.S. I live in Canada for half a year. when I'm up in Canada, I could say I'm 42 U.S., right? You know what I mean?
Right. I like that conversion.
I'm 42 U.S. But anyway, so... I got clean and sober, and it was an extraordinary spiritual awakening that I had. And I had been going to lots and lots and lots of programs and, you know, studying meditation. Uh-huh. And I went to this New Age bookstore. And this was like 31 years ago. And I had seen Oracle cards before, seen tarot cards before, but I never understood that they could be a spiritual development tool,
right?
Because to me, they just looked like fortune-telling devices prior to that, and I didn't really understand them. So I picked up a couple of these things, and I started realizing that they could track me. Like, I could see myself in them. I could see where I was going off track or where I was on track, and they would show me when I was in denial, and I actually didn't like what they said. Mm-hmm. But I started to develop a real interest in them back then, and eventually just became an expert because they became a passionate, originally a hobby, because I wanted to be a singer. I mean, at first 6 years I did readings, I'm like, I don't really do this. I'm really a singer. Like, don't come uh-huh. back next year because I'm going to like not be here.
Right.
I'm like, this is not for me. Uh-huh. But it was more of a hobby, but it was so easy for me too. That's why I thought it was the problem. But
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Easiest thing.
That's your natural gift then. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but oracles, I started taking a look at how the ancient oracle and divination systems were, there was an ignorance around what they were for and how the original cultures used them, uh-huh. which really was always a guidance from the divine, but also a dialogue with the divine, a direct dialogue with the divine.
Right.
So once I understood that more, I started to see the value in them. And then, of course, you know, the rest is history. I got to Hay House and I started creating my own decks.
Uh-huh.
And so they are derivatives. My decks are derivatives of the ancient systems that are archaic, you know, like they don't fit our modern world. They're, uh-huh. you know, and they were for the culture at the time, but the truth within them, like the I Ching or Yi Ching, uh-huh. Which is thousands of years old, and Norse runes and the minor arcana of the tarot, these are all things that have influenced the architecture of my card decks.
Uh-huh. And I love your card decks. They're so very powerful and beautiful too.
Thank you. I love them. I'm very proud of them. So anyway, so that's kind of the story. It's that, you know, it's also interesting that, you know, man plans and God laughs, right?
Right, yes.
You know.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Right? Uh-huh. You're like, you want to be one thing, you're something else. I was determined to be a singer-songwriter. It's funny, too, because I would use the oracles to track where I was going, and it kept saying, do what you're doing. But I was doing readings for a day job, and uh-huh. I kept thinking, that can't be it. It means relentlessly pursue your goal. Right,
right.
That's not what they meant.
Yeah, struggle away, yes.
Okay, that don't mean, like, you know, bang your head against the doors that close in front of you all the time. Oh. Right? Like, I have learned everything the hard way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've fit into that category too, Colette.
Right?
Yeah.
But now it's what my passion is now. And I have a tremendous desire to help people understand how these things work. I've mm-hmm. done a lot of free videos, as you know, right? I invest a lot into putting these free content for people.
Right.
But I've also developed, you know, a platform, a school where I really want to work with very serious people who are looking to shift their lives and become accountable and responsible for the reality they're creating, right. using Oracle cards as a guidance tool.
So does everybody have this gift, or do some people not and they have to go, you know, see somebody else to get this kind of information from the Oracle cards?
Use Oracle cards. Like, and again, I'll speak to my systems. But they automatically will start to help develop your innate intuition. So everybody has intuition, uh-huh. and everybody is psychic, actually. But to varying degrees, too. You got to remember, some people are highly mathematical, and their left brain is more, you know, much more developed, and I'm a much more right brain person. I can't do organized things. I'm allergic to organized things.
Oh, dear.
But I can like come up with 50,000 different ways, you know, to create courses. So there's really a sense that that the world that I live in, you know, is not special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a weirdo. Like so. In other words, everybody can run, but not everybody runs in the Olympics. Right?
Sure.
So I'm a kind of an Olympic person
right.
in this area, but everyone can run. And so what Oracle cards do, working with the cards, actually, it's like going to the intuition gym. You start to utilize that atrophied part of you that is not revered in our culture by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just not,
ever since Newton showed up and you know, like there's the idea that the intuition is very much downplayed. It needs to be intellectual or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we have revered the thinker beyond the feeler.
Yes.
So it's a way to take that atrophied muscle and go to the gym. It's
right.
like the muscle you haven't used needs some exercise.
Yeah.
And you start to notice things more and more and more, the more you work with them. So they're really an instrument
mm-hmm.
and a tool. But I can't say that everybody's medium because I don't know that.
Right. And yet we all want to tap into our intuition to, you know, help navigate through, you know, what can be a very difficult life sometimes. And when we return from our break, Colette, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners how to go about taking one of your wonderful magical decks and get information from our highest inner guidance. More with Colette Baron-Reed here in just a few moments.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Colette, you've been talking about how powerful oracle cards can be in a person's life. So, okay, we've got a deck. How do we go about asking the right questions?
What do you mean? Oh, do you know how to go? Oh, the way your voice is trailed. I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, no.
Actually, I kind of did, too.
Okay.
Well, that's too funny. Okay. So how do we go about asking the right question?
Right.
So a lot of people, there's two ways people ask a question. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon that I've noticed, and it's based on the worldview that we come to the table on. One, when we want to know, tell me what's going to happen.
Right.
And that's when we give our power away, and that's the thing that I teach people not to do.
Oh.
Because that means that you're coming from a place of seeing the world in that separated form where you imagine a destination that is fixed is going to somehow either be the thing you want or, you know, you don't identify with anything other than linear, right? You're looking at it from like, tell me what's going to happen.
Right.
You want the end, right? You want certainty.
And that we don't have control because it's really a matter of, you know, whatever, it's going to happen.
We're implying that we don't have control when we ask that. And that's what 90% of the people do, right? So we imply we have no power. And so what I want to show people is that, in fact, the right question is if you see the world as a connected universe, which is what the cards actually prove, then you say, show me what is in motion, right? So what is in motion for me now? And then you are responsible for your intention, your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, the energy you put out, the frequency you are resonating with in the world. And it's not hard, you know.
Right.
And it's like, oh, how do I be more neutral? And then what? And then rather than ask a yes or no question, which my cards don't answer, they were never created to answer yes or no. They were created to show you how to stay in alignment with your highest good and spirit, and to co-create the best life you can. That's what they're done. That's what they're there for.
Right.
And so then you ask instead, what do I need to know about this situation?
Okay.
Like we can do a reading right now if you want.
Sure.
Okay. Pick a card.
Okay.
Tell me your question and pick a card.
Okay. I don't have the cards in front of me.
Yeah. Do you not have an electronic thing?
I don't have that near me. Okay, yeah, pick one for me, please.
I'll pick one.
I put my phone away so that...
your phone away because you're on the radio,
exactly.
Right? Of course, right? Excellent.
Dedication to the interview, you know?
Excellent. Awesome. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. All right, so I'm going to pick... Tell me what your question would be.
My question is about the two book proposals I'm working on.
Okay, so what do we need to know about? So you have to pick one. You could say about the...
Okay, about the Spiritual Myths book.
Okay. Say when? Just say the word when.
Now.
Great. Ah, ha, ha. Okay. All right, so... Let me ask you a couple questions about this book. What is it called? The Spiritual What?
It's the top 10 myths about spirituality.
Good, because it talks about poverty consciousness also. Is this true? A sense of not enough?
No, not in my life. I have great abundance.
No, does the book tell people?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the it's actually going to be top 20 myths about spirituality. One of them is that money isn't spiritual. That's one of the myths. Yes.
Yes, girl, you are my kind of girlfriend. Okay. So yes, because it's right away you got the protection card. That is the one thing that I feel the core, because you asked what you need to know. So the core principle that you're teaching is that you're teaching people and helping them get out of poverty consciousness.
Okay, that's making my crown chakra go wild right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm having a situation today with this very thing too. So we'll talk about it in a second. But yeah, it's really talking about also when people view the way they see themselves with around energy and money and currency, their currency, what their value is, that they see the world as is separated, right? In other words, there's not enough. Somebody else can get yours, as opposed to abundance.
Right, right. And then it's a flow to be honored, and yes.
Yes.
But there's enough to go around.
So you, I'm going to read this to you. You are challenged to change the way you see the world and move from a perception of limitations to a perception of abundance. Take a risk, for you have nothing to lose except your confinement in a prison of your own making. Open the door and find the abundance waiting for you to claim it. Now, I knew that that's what the core of the teaching that people are going to really get is that this piece, because that's what you're, I love that you're teaching this.
Okay, cool.
I'm so in this because I believe this. I believe that we are not a victim, that regardless of our current outer conditions, we can co-create an extraordinary life. And that's what I'm doing with my Oracle card.
Right.
I'm showing people the prospering power of Oracle cards.
Yes.
And how you can actually, and all of a sudden you start to realize, but then you're responsible for it. Uh-huh. A lot of people like being victims.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And
right?
Yes. And it's empowering, but empowerment comes with responsibility. Yes.
And a lot of people don't want to be responsible. They prefer to see that life happens to them or at them.
Uh-huh.
And then they whine and complain that they can't have this because they don't have that. But the truth is, if they want to manifest something, anything is possible. You can manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why, you know, how do I put this? You know, I give a ton of stuff for free, which costs me a lot.
Yes, and your videos are so well produced and so professional. And I was amazed at the three most recent videos that you've been giving away for free. They're so incredibly informative, and you don't charge a thing for them.
Thank you. Thank you. And as you know, and I think I like to educate people, too, and have them think about this.
Uh-huh.
You know, these free things don't come for free. Mm-hmm. They are created that cost you and I, right? Like your time, your effort on this radio show and the things that you do, right? You know, we put our investment into that so others can have access to our material and our content, because that is part of, for me, that's part of my service of giving back, so that everybody can have a connection to me in some way.
Right.
But when my services are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I work because that is my value. I value my time and my expertise and the years of the 30 years that I've been doing this, or 28 years actually, I've been doing this. Plus I work, you know, I have different levels and layers of how people can work me, and I never abandon, you know, like people that come to me that say they have less, but this is what they get. And then when I have a school, I have a tuition fee, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it's normal. This is, it's in the spiritual world, people get very twisted up. They say, you're doing it just for the money. Actually, somebody just posted that today on my Facebook page, and I'm like,
oh, good grief.
No, but that's okay, because for me, it's a really good education. People need to hear this. What is their issue around abundance? You know, I have 8 people on my staff, right? Like, it's like, what, it's all about the money? No, it's about this is about my value.
Right.
And this is, I want other people to recognize their value too.
And here's the deal. If people don't pay much, or they get it like everything for free, then they don't value
it
the same way,
because
there's not that energetic exchange that's so important.
They don't value it. And 100%, because I have had that experience in the past many times. So I'm extraordinarily generous, and I feel that that's really important too.
Uh-huh.
But I am a very spiritual person, as are you. And that's why I thought, it was so funny, I thought you and I had talked before, because I listened to your show. Right? Uh-huh. So I was like, don't we know each other?
Well, you know, maybe perhaps we're in like night school together, you know?
Right. No, we just from the same soul group is what
exactly,
it is.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's true. It's like that one piece in your book is so crucial that people in our spiritual world better get off of that.
Yes.
That money is dirty, or that you shouldn't charge for your services, or that you should denigrate your value because you think it should just be given away. Well, that is the wrong way to look at things.
Yes. And of course, the suffering, there are other aspects of that same kind of inner dialogue that we deserve to suffer, and there's not enough joy to go around, and that sort of thing too. So it's really, it goes well beyond the energetics of finances.
Well, finances is just a symbol.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's just only one symbol, but it does create for people attention where they say, well, why haven't I got to a place where I could co-create this for myself? And I got to tell you, it's been amazing. I had one person who actually signed up today who didn't have the funds available to her, and out of the blue, she got a notice from her accountant that she's actually owed double what she my course cost, and she's going to get a check. Like she just said, I turned it over to Spirit, and
yeah,
you know, I'm on a
great
fixed income, whatever. And she goes, I really want to take this.
Uh-huh.
And then other people, they'll save up till next year. I don't care. But I have to also remind myself and others that if you give great value, you know, you have to honor that energy, time, value, and whatever. And we just so happen, unfortunately, to live in a society where worthiness is mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And there's all this dirt around the concept of what money means.
Oh, I know. And one of the things that I say is, I mean, there's the old expression, you know, money is the root of all evil, and the expression is really
money.
The love of money. But really, when you think about what money is, it's this flow of energy, of the gifts from the universe. It's the energy that people expend, the time that they expend, and shouldn't we be loving that after all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's energy, but again, because we've all been trained to see the world through the lens of a disconnected universe, or the
mm-hmm.
separated universe,
right.
When science and spirituality were separated, spirituality was taken out of religion when dogma and the structure of religion took over, because it was really a socioeconomic political move way back then.
So, oh, yeah, and about control.
Exactly. So when you have a conscious contact to divine dialogue with a personal connection, and you see spirit as the source of your supply,
mm-hmm.
then it's not about the money so much. Opportunity and some things start moving for you that show up in your life so that you can step into the more authentic version of yourself, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So you and I can have 2 hours to talk about that.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Right now.
Yeah, it's getting to be about that time. More with Collette Baron-Reed here in just a few moments.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Be unstoppable. Who do executive women count on for up-to-date information on everything from stilettos to being heard in the boardroom? To achieve excellence, you must first take control of your life and develop a successful strategy with the Unstoppable Diva. Tune in to Up or Out with Connie Fife, Mondays 5 p.m. Eastern, as she cuts through the BS to guide you to become bold, connected, and unstoppable. For more information, visit uporout.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
The street looks when it's just rain. There's a glow off the pavement. You walk me to the car, and you know I wanna ask you to dance right there in the middle of the parking lot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're driving down the
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Colette Baron-Reed, both on air and off. And, you know, this our time together is rushing past. Before we go any further, talking about your approach to Oracle cards, can you share with our listeners about this brand new Oracle School that you are offering people?
Yes. So Oracle School is a school. It's really my legacy school. It's starts on April 18th. It actually just went on sale today. So it's a school that is delivered in seven components, but it's not over after the seven components that people really learn personal mastery as the foundation of the school. Uh-huh. Then they get to stay for, you know, about 6 months. They can work with each other. They can decide after that if they want to keep going into a more in-depth. They get to take the same class again for free. So they get to stay with me, you know, for all that amount of time. But really, it's about teaching people how to use Oracle cards as they pertain to personal and spiritual growth and manifesting their reality.
That sounds great. Yeah. So it's not just teaching. It's not about teaching people how to offer this to others, but actually apply it in your own life.
First and foremost, people have to learn to apply it in their own life first before I let them go.
Right.
Because ultimately, anybody can learn how to read cards and tell somebody something about themselves.
Sure.
But how many of those people have prosperous, vibrant, amazing lives?
Uh-huh.
You know, like that doesn't mean anything that you can read for somebody else. To me, what means something is that you can have an epiphany that is so profound that you know spirit can speak to you through these cards,
mm-hmm.
that you then model this transformation for the person that you read next.
Right.
So
it's also vibrational, because if you've experienced that vibrational shift, then
correct.
It's in your vibrational field, and it encourages the next person who is doing the same sort of thing to have that kind of shift.
That's exactly why I've formatted it like this. You do get to read other people towards the end of the course.
Uh-huh.
But in the beginning, I really, really teach people how this is about energy and vibration and how to tune into spirit personally so that they can make a shift. Because at the end of the day, I want really healthy, successful, clear boundaries, understanding what clarity of boundaries are too, and people who really get that the world is abundant.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
That sounds like a wonderful goal.
Mm-hmm.
And how do people sign up for this?
Oh, if they want to learn more about it, they can just go to my website, ColetteBaron-Reed.com. There's a link there to Oracle School, or they could go to workshop.oracleschool.com and see the free videos first.
Mm-hmm.
And really take a look at the, you know, just see what I teach there, and then they can decide whether or not they want to sign up for the actual school.
Yeah, and you can also find links to the video via Facebook.
Yes, that's right. In my head, I just think you should just read my mind, since that's what I do, right? Yeah, get right in there and tell me what I forgot.
No. And so, again, her website is ColetteBaronReed.com.
Exactly.
And, yeah. So one of the things I love that you talk about when approaching asking any kinds of questions of the Oracle cards is this, so how important it is to have a sense of detachment. Why is that?
Yes, because when you're too attached to the outcome and you're too fanatically tuned into what you want, you are no longer in alignment with the opportunity that spirit has for you.
So
you have to wear the world loosely around your shoulders and have a sense of curiosity, because the form is not your business.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in alignment with the essence of your desire, not the form of it.
Oh, say that again. That's so
important. You want to be in alignment of the essence of your desire, not the form of it.
Okay. So let's say you want in a relationship. So you've decided that particular person is the one, but really what you want, the essence of it would be that you want love and respect and a joyful expansion with somebody
Correct.
Else, and it might not be that person.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Exactly. So, so that's really why we have to do it that way, because ultimately, when you've got too much attachment to the outcome, you're also going to influence the cards, because all oracle cards reflect your dominant energy anyway.
Okay.
So they're going to look at you like you're a mirror, and they're going to give you a schmutzy kind of a answer.
Yeah.
Because you're not letting them tell you what's near highest good. You're telling them, you tell me what I want to know. Right?
I don't like that answer. I'll pull another card.
Right? Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think, along with, when you were telling me off air, too, about your new book that's coming out, which I love the idea of, I think that there's a real sense of demystifying, when you were talking about the myths of spirituality, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the myths that people have about oracle cards are that they are separate from you. In other words,
right.
that they are something to be afraid of because they do something.
Right.
The truth is they're mirrors, and they're active mirrors. They're like a phone and a mirror all in one.
Cool.
ET phone home, talk to spirit and see yourself at the same time. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So
right,
you see,
right.
Yeah, you see yourself and you see everything that's influenced you. It's a magic mirror, and you also see the divinity in you.
Uh-huh.
And you see what is possible.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, tell me what's going to happen, to say, show me what is in motion, set in motion by myself and my soul to experience.
Right.
And what is in my highest good? Well, our highest good is also, we tune into our highest good through our inspiration.
Sure.
When we're inspired, means God, spirit wants us to do something.
Right.
Like follow the inspiration, not the ego thing. So it's really, once you really get the hang of it, it's so magical, it's crazy. It's like crazy.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about when you're asking, what do I need to know about this situation? It's kind of like, if we have detachment in that, then we're sort of allowing what is to be.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we're like saying we want more of this, or we don't want any of this, we want to get out of this. And there's something magical about just sort of being in that energetic, okay, so now what? What am I supposed to learn, and then what? And, so I just love your wisdom with that.
Yes, thank you.
So
thank you.
You've got all sorts of decks of cards, and I know you've also got, electronic versions.
And they're good. They're just as good as the cards. Now, first of all, the cards were meant to hold them in your hand, right?
Right.
So I always tell people, get a deck for home and get one for your purse.
Uh-huh.
And the one in your purse should be in your phone. The one that's sold right now on iTunes is the Wisdom of the Oracle divination cards.
I love those. Yes, they're great.
The red ones. They are sold. The other ones were taken off because Hay House changed the contract with the person, and they're going to redo them for me.
Okay.
But anyway, so those are really great to have in your purse, and they work just as well, because you have to remember, you're not. There's no mathematics to this. There's you and spirit. And so it works the same sense of synchronicity or meaningful coincidence works the same way when you work it out of your phone as you do when you hold them in your hand.
Uh-huh. And
so it works off your intention.
Yeah. And the energy of it, it's funny. Sometimes when I do the ones on my phone, it's kind of like, I think, does it matter which one I pick? And I was like, no, it's the right thing's going to, show up regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like it's, I've put it out there. I've got the question out there. And, I think that when you're teaching about oracle cards, I get so much more out of the potential use. And I'm really excited about your oracle school. I'm going to have to sign up because it's just, it's such a fabulous thing.
Well, it is pretty good. It's pretty groovy. And it really will keep you on track to manifest what you want.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's the thing. It's like there are people who studied with me. I did a beta version of the courses.
Uh-huh.
I did it for like, I don't know how many months, like almost 6 months.
Right.
And I just invited a ton of people in. I didn't charge them very much. I just said, let's do this together. I'm not telling you what I'm teaching you. We're just going to go as we go. And they just trusted me. And it was the most amazing thing because people came in thinking they were going to learn cards and they walked out going, this changed my life.
That's fabulous.
And that's what I'm looking for. Anybody can go learn cards. That's why I wrote the booklet. Go read that.
Right. Right.
Change your life, come here.
Yeah.
Change your life, come here.
So we
break through the myth. Like, we are not victims of the world that we see. We're not victims of what we see on CNN or Fox. Right.
Well, speaking of CNN and Fox, there's a lot unfolding right now, and I'm actually going to be talking about this next segment.
I've been shooting videos all morning. What's happening?
Well, no, I'm just talking about over the last couple of weeks. There are a lot of things that have been illuminated. Mm-hmm. So, why is it important for people at this stage to connect in this and other ways with spirit?
Well, because with the craziness that's going on external to us, that's a reorganization of energy.
Uh-huh.
So we can't identify with that energy,
right?
So we have to actually trust that whatever goes on external to us, that they're temporary conditions that were set in motion in the past. Anyway, they have no value to you in the moment other than your fear of what could happen. Like, you are always, always, always the captain of your ship.
Right.
And even if you think you aren't, look at any person that has come from nothing, that has created something for themselves.
Uh-huh.
They will tell you that their belief in the abundance, above all the conditions that told them they could not do it, right? Or they shouldn't do it, or they wouldn't do it, or they won't do it.
Yeah.
Or they're not allowed to do it, or they aren't worthy of doing it.
Exactly. That's a huge one. Not deserving of it.
Yeah. Unworthy, right?
Right. Right.
Unworthy.
Okay.
That is the big piece. And so, that's the thing is like, that's what you got to work on right now. Don't even look at that. I mean, look at it, educate yourself. Sure. Yeah. It's nice to know, but ultimately that's not who you are. Don't identify with what's going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't identify with it.
Our time together has flown by way too quickly, Colette. Again, her website is Colette Baron Reed. Colette, thank you so much for joining us here today. And I look forward to seeing you in Oracle School.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to seeing you, too.
Okay. And don't go away, because coming up next, I'm going to talk about this planetary transformation that's underway and how the shadow side of the world is showing. You know, one of the things that those of us who really care about this world are asking is, how can we create positive change? So coming up next, I'm going to share with you what I believe is an essential step towards creating a more loving, more peaceful, better functioning world. And it's a step that's often missing. And I'm not talking about political or social activism, although that can be very powerful. I'm not talking about the typical New Age advice about manifesting, although there is great wisdom in that. And I'm not talking about just transcending the negativity, although there is power in that. Rather, there is something I feel we're being called to do both individually and collectively that I want to share with you. So if you're interested in doing your part to help shift the world, stay tuned. I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit orbitlawpllc.com for upcoming topics.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, before the break, I was talking about how the shadow side of our world is showing its face. And we are seeing all sorts of things illuminated. For instance, corruption, terrorism, animal cruelty, human trafficking, hate crimes. And yes, these things have probably been going on for centuries, right? And yet there's something new and different about it. It's almost like there are enough of us who want positive transformation on this planet, and there's enough light here that things are getting illuminated. And I know many of us are frustrated because we're still not there yet. So recently I sort of came to a realization myself about what happens once the light illuminates that which has been hidden in darkness. It's kind of like, okay, you go into a kitchen where you've got the infestation of cockroaches, and you turn on a light, and all of a sudden you see all these things that weren't around before, you know, when the lights were on. And so the light does illuminate that which has been hidden, which is basically a good thing. But there are aspects of it that we find so painful that we have a tendency to push it away, to deny it, to condemn it, right? Get angry with it. And many of us have been trained to use positive thought to just transcend it. And one way or another, what we end up doing is we find ourselves typically trying to avoid the pain associated with it. So, you know, we may try and try with the positive thought, and that alone does not shift it. We may be taking action, right? Including anger-inspired action. Anger can be a great motivator for action, but that alone doesn't shift it, at least not on a huge level. And so the thing is, as long as we are avoiding the pain, it keeps us stuck in some sense. It keeps us from truly changing. And one of the things I've recognized is that I myself personally have, although I've been very heart-centered in a lot of ways, there are ways in which I have personally been avoiding dealing with some of the pain of the world. It's a very dark place, you know? There's some terrible things going on, you know, people being murdered, animals being treated so cruelly, you know, children being abused. I mean, there's some real darkness here. And also being in the conscious movement for so many years, I've been one to want to avoid those things. But one of the things I'm recognizing is that as long as I don't
face it on at least on some level that these things exist, I'm not allowing myself the opportunity to feel the grief and pain associated with it. It's kind of like the pain is there, but I haven't been allowing myself to feel it. So lately, I have been sort of trusting that that pain is something to be faced and truly felt. And it can feel really terrible and really intense. But I think it's good, and listen to me here, because I think this is important. That pain, that grief over things not being as we want them to be, it gets us into our heart space. And as long as we're kind of pushing away the pain that's really under there associated with it, it closes the heart. So by allowing ourselves to really feel it, I mean, feel it deeply, then it breaks open the heart. And it's not about, I mean, we think about being heartbroken, right? When we are heartbroken, it's not about having a heart broken into little pieces and becoming useless. It's about breaking open the heart. And when our heart becomes more open, it releases judgment, it allows us to let go, and allows us to connect to others and to our world in a much bigger way. It shifts our vibration, which affects not only our own personal lives, but the lives around us. And in that place of open-heartedness, it makes us more perceptive to that inspired action that we so need to do. And so I know that many of us sort of avoid these sorts of things because not only is it intense, but it can put us into this disillusioned state, and it doesn't feel good to be disillusioned. And yet, disillusionment and defeat are two different things, because disillusionment is getting rid of the illusion. In fact, I think that's the most painful thing about the truth when we face it, when it's a painful truth. It's the illusion that we have bought into. So the disillusionment is the breaking down of the illusion. And I tell you, you know, if you allow yourself to feel it, then ultimately it will pass. And we will become more open-hearted once we experience the sadness and the grief. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people who are only into positive thinking. They only want to express positivity to others. And I tell you, that's inauthentic sometimes. And so if you are feeling the grief of something not being as it should be, right, then make sure you share that with others. Let people know that you feel that way. And I have to tell you that when I was in fourth grade, I had an experience where somebody I greatly respected and loved, it was my fourth grade teacher, actually had a moment where she was feeling disheartened and disillusioned, and it changed my life in a positive way. She was reading aloud a book over the course of a couple of weeks called The House of 60 Fathers. And it was about war-torn China, the Japanese invasion. It was about this little boy who, during an invasion in his town, in his village, got separated from his parents. And towards the very end of the book, he gets reunited with his parents. And she's reading like one of the last pages of the book, and she's reading lines that say things like, "Someday there will be no more shooting, and there will be no more running from shooting, and no more war." And as she was saying this, she became very choked up. And the tears started to well up in her eyes, and she could no longer read. And all of a sudden, she stood up and she said, "But there will always be war." And she handed the book to the student teacher, and she exited. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, there she is, feeling so bad about war. And it wasn't the condemnation of war that I'd heard from my parents. It wasn't the angry reactions to what was going on in Vietnam at the time. But rather, it was this deep sadness that's behind that anger and that fear and that disillusionment. And she had the courage to be facing that. And instead of feeling disillusioned myself, it inspired me, because I saw here was somebody who cared deeply about the world. And so her sense of brokenheartedness in that moment inspired me. And I think she and that moment in that classroom was one of the reasons why I chose to move forward to try to change the world. So anyway, don't be afraid to show others your pain. And know that it's that acceptance of our authenticity, which includes the pain we may be experiencing at the moment, facing some of the things that get illuminated right now, that creates that moment, that magical moment that helps us to shift. Because when we are sort of in at ease in one sense or another, even if it's feeling like completely distraught but letting go, that there's that magical moment when we can change, because we are, as I talk about in the vibration of change, it's that place of sort of energetically accepting what is, which allows us to move forward in new ways. So anyway, that's a piece that I think has been missing in my life, and perhaps it's been missing in yours. And I think that it helps with my own personal transformation. But I also believe that if each of us does this on a grander scale, that it will help with the, you know, the larger transformation of our planet. And it's not to mean that we're not supposed to think positively about what it is we want to create. But don't push away that sadness that's just screaming to get out. And perhaps that will help us to shift, to welcome positive change and more light on this planet. I want to thank you for joining us here today on the show, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.